Rise and shine, folks. Good Feel Good Friday to you, the 24th day of September 2021. We welcome you all here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network, broadcasting live all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well. From Traverse City down to Toledo, Grand Rapids across to the Motor City. We say good morning. Thank you. We appreciate you for making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning. Text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 248-951-2176, 248-951-2176. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook X's and Bros, and of course, good morning to our television audience as well. Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN on Buckeye Broadband. Find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and of course, the iHeartRadio app. You can listen to us online all the time at MichiganSportsNetwork.com. You can find us individually on Twitter. Danica Hinlin is at Dan in the studio. Ryan Elke is at Ryan L underscore Key. And I'm Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino. Gentlemen, good morning to both of you. How are you? Happy Friday. Excited? What's going on for the weekend? What are the plans?
Friday. To be honest, today's Friday, but it's also the release of season four, the final season of Goliath with my boy Billy Bob. So I'm going to probably watch three or four episodes of that today.
Really? Goliath?
Yeah, it's an Amazon original.
Huh.
It's Billy Bob plays like a drunk, washed up lawyer that takes on a couple crazy cases and they just go wild.
Okay.
Very good. He won the Golden Globe for Best Actor for the first season. So it's great.
Billy Bob as in like Billy Bob from
formerly
Varsity Blues?
No, the one. No, how do you not know who he is? The guy, he was married
Billy
to
Bob
Angelina.
Thornton?
Yes. How do you not? Yeah. He was married to Angelina.
Yeah.
He's
I know who Billy Bob Thornton is.
He you wouldn't expect this role from him. I didn't expect him to be as great of an actor as he is as a lawyer. You'd be shocked.
Hmm. Interesting. So that's that. No work this weekend.
Heck no.
Free.
Told you, I'm
clear.
Off to the first.
Oh, it's beautiful. Ryan, what do you got on deck for this weekend?
Throwing computers at windows.
We've all had those days.
Years?
Ryan's definitely had a week with the computers.
Years with these computers? Yeah.
All right. That's good to hear. We're off to a good start. That's what we like. Let's see. We've got the Ryder Cup today. That's exciting. We had Thursday Night Football last night. That's exciting. Of course, we have the college football games all day tomorrow. We've got pro football and the Lions at home, Baltimore Ravens, Calvin Johnson bus day with Alex Karras, Ring of Honor. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. A lot to look forward to. I still don't know why I have to be there at 7 a.m., but I might have to inquire about that.
See, that's the thing. Like when you work in TV, like a lot of people don't know, it's called block pay. So you're there for a minimum. You're not there for a minimum, but you get paid for a minimum. So if they know the game's only going to be 4 hours or 3 hours, but you're getting paid for 10, they're going to make you show up at least 5 to 6 hours before the game.
Which would make sense if I had something to do. You know what I'm saying? Like if there was something I absolutely needed to be there for because I had to run cable or something like that. Sure. But there's nothing to do. Like, I have nothing to do. I might bring in one of those little neck pillows and just pass out.
You want to borrow my Nintendo Switch? You're more than welcome.
What a guy. I appreciate that. Did you guys watch Thursday Night Football last night?
I really half watched. I was at bowling, so I really wasn't paying attention.
Gotcha. A costly game for the Carolina Panthers, who did cover, by the way, so that's awesome. We're off to a good start this week. I always really very much appreciate that when the Thursday night game covers. Then also, what about this? And I just saw this on Twitter this morning. There's a guy who I follow by the name of Mike Bianchi, He works for iHeartRadio 96.9 The Game down in Tampa, Tampa St. Pete, that area. And on his show this morning, one of the topics is, should Jags fans be concerned? Or no, it says, should the Jags? So it could be fans or it could be the organization. Should the Jags be concerned about the wife of Urban Meyer and her seemingly anti-vax tweets? I'm telling you, and I've been saying this for like ever. The Urban Meyer employment is an entire experience, right? There's so much to go into Urban Meyer as the head coach. And there is a certain level of insulation and protection that college coaches enjoy that pro coaches do not. For whatever reason, the college coach feels very much more protected by whether it's alumni, by the fan base, whatever the case may be. I could literally point to Michigan if I wanted to when we discussed Jim Harbaugh and how most people feel about him. Now, I mean, outside of a really bad coaching candidate, in for example, teams in this area that I was on board with, I like Jim Schwartz. I had no problem with him. I like Jim Caldwell. I have no problem with him. Brady Hoke, okay. Rich Rodriguez, I mean, we never really got to see what the idea, like the blueprint, but he wasn't a Michigan guy, so it really wasn't going to work, right? And he came in on the outside looking in, didn't have a chance, right? Jim Harbaugh comes from the inside as a Michigan man, as an alumni. So there's a lot more leeway as to, you know, how we feel and how we evaluate and what's acceptable and what's not acceptable or whatever. And, you know, do you want to hit the reset button? Should he be fired? This, that, and the third. Now you have all these different conversations that take place. But at the pro level, it just seems like everything has been taken to the next level where it's, if you are a professional football coach, we expect your team to do this in year number one, two, maybe three. I think Lions fans are coming to grips now with the realization that this team is not going to win 10 games. I'll just put it that way. They're not going to win 10 games, right? I think the fan base is starting to figure that out based upon what we've seen the first 2 weeks and Baltimore coming up in about 48 hours. But Dan Campbell needs to be given time. We're two games in, and I've already heard from media members floating around about how doing something, you know, Dan Campbell did X and that's a fireable offense. I've already heard that. We're two games in. See, with Urban Meyer, when he
remember Mike
Ohio
Vrabel?
State,
do you Mike remember Vrabel? Mike Vrabel's, I believe it was his first game as a head coach. He went for two and lost the game. Do you remember that?
I do.
A lot of people said that was a fireable offense and, now look at how the Tennessee Titans are doing.
And Mike Vrabel, a football guy, once he was in the, was it the Pardon My Take van that he was in, where he would said he would give up one of his body parts in order
yes,
to win a Super
Bowl?
Yes, it
was.
All right.
Not one of his body parts. The body part.
Well, you get two of them. He was just going to lose one football. He wasn't going to lose them both. He said he'd give up a football, right? Is that the best way to put this? I mean, it's family-friendly radio. I mean, everybody gets what I'm saying, right? Down south, you know, he'd give up one to win a Super Bowl as a coach for the Titans. It's pretty interesting. But, you know, people
be going into every game with a 1-1 count.
That's the 1-1 equals two, right? We're going to step aside. When we return, we'll get into our opponent previews. We'll talk to Greg Sharp, who's Nebraska's play-by-play. We'll get into that because of the Michigan and Michigan State games. And we'll talk to Chris Carlin, who does Rutgers play-by-play. That's exciting. We're going to talk about the Ryder Cup, both the Wolverines and the Spartans this weekend. Lions still working on that trade for with Collins. No need to trade Hockenson or Decker. I heard some wild things yesterday we'll get into, plus our NFL Week 3 schedule and bets, all that and more right here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. A new day full of action and excitement. Come to Soaring Eagle. Indulge to your heart's content. It's a day for winning, for world-class fun and food. Yes, it's a grand, spectacular day to get away. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com.
My name's Karen Bellinger. I'm a paramedic in St. St. Clair County, Michigan. We have a pretty big feeling that even though the numbers are down right now, we're going to see a pretty big surge by the end of summer, beginning of fall. School's going to be back, and a lot of people haven't been vaccinated yet. We've had a lot of COVID patients in the back of our trucks. We've transported from one hospital to another hospital. We've seen patients on vents that haven't come off of vents. And we've seen patients that just have mild COVID symptoms as well. We're seeing them at their worst. And if they're calling for an ambulance because of COVID, you know, we're obviously going to be there. We're going to take care of them. It's going to be a little bit delayed because we have to get fully gowned up in PPE. But we will be there. But we don't want to have to see people in our truck because of something that's preventable. So it's your decision to get vaccinated. And I think that you should do it if you're able to. It's safe and it's time.
Learn more at myvaxdecision.com. Sponsored by Small Business Association of Michigan.
Auto Value is a local Michigan-based company. You can find us all over this great state of Michigan. From Monroe to Marquette, we have you covered. When you shop at your local Auto Value auto parts store, you'll always be assured of quality, service, and a huge selection of name-brand auto parts and accessories. Find out more and shop online at myautovaluestore.com. Thank you for shopping at Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Back here to X's and Bros. Rise and shine, folks, on a feel-good Friday. Great to have you riding along with us, the 24th day of September 2021. Danny Kayla, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us. No matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening, we appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well. Good morning. We thank you. We appreciate you for making us a part of your day. Text the keyword sports radio to 21,000, sports radio to 21,000. Our Meyer Supercenter guest line, 248-951-2176, 248-951-2176. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros, and of course, good morning to our television audience as well. Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN on Buckeye Broadband. Find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand. Visit SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, or, of course, the iHeartRadio app. You can listen to us online all the time, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. If you're having any problems with the stream, I just checked the stream. So if you'd like the stream link to 1230 The Gambler in Toledo, you can click on that one on iHeartRadio, and that will pull you right up. Danny Kalin's at Dan in the studio. Ryan Elke is at RyanL_Key. I'm Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino. I've got a couple texts coming in. I have big feelings that the Lions and the Cornhuskers are going to cover, possibly even win out. My reasoning, Baltimore's beat up, coming off of a huge win, and will overlook a team like the Lions, who at worst are at least trying four quarters. The Nebraska game, why is the spread so low? State is coming off a big win, just my opinion. Nebraska did play Oklahoma tough. And sitting at 2-2, I think that you could feel decent if you're a fan of Nebraska in the direction that this program is going because of how that Oklahoma game played out. I think you could be equally as nervous about the Cornhuskers because of what we just talked about. And sometimes you go into a game, you play really well, maybe you overperform in the very next game. You have a little bit of a letdown because you're still sort of riding that high. Michigan State is a 5-point favorite. I like Sparty here to cover with relative ease, to be honest with you. But I think that the spread might be so low because Vegas still doesn't necessarily trust Michigan State. And the reason I say that is because, you know, if you look at the Sagarin rankings and the it's just one of the many metrics you can use to evaluate college football. Miami's in the 70s, right? Northern Illinois is in the 80s. The difference there, I mean, that could have probably should have been Miami's third loss of the season. So I think that Vegas is probably still a little bit conservative when it comes to Michigan State, which isn't a bad thing, right? Northwestern's not a world beater. Youngstown's an FCS school, and Miami shouldn't have been 25. So Vegas still concerned. I like that line a lot for Michigan State. I would go green, go white the entire Saturday, and check that bet on Tuesday when the game gets over on FS1, so that you can get your payout. But I like that game a lot. Michigan State's been good to me so far this year, and I'm going to continue to kind of ride ride the hot hand there. On the other side of the spectrum, right, in Ann Arbor, where Michigan will host Rutgers, Michigan is a 20.5 point favorite. Now, outside of me pulling a Lee Corso and putting
like
the helmet on,
ever.
I don't know. I'm right. I don't like it either. Outside of me putting the helmet on for, you know, theater, basically, yesterday, I'm not.
I would take Rutgers.
Are they probably going to win 52-3? More than likely. Am I willing
more
to wager
likely,
on that?
The game go last year?
I think it's as much as I'd like to be able to look back to last year and say that that has any effect on what happens this year. I would say that 0.0%. Like, look back at last year, completely different. It's new every season. Look at the Carolina.
I'm not
Panthers
saying look
last
at
year.
Michigan. Look at what Greg Schiano's done at Rutgers.
Very good. Very important.
This isn't the 70-3 game that you had against them 5 years ago. That isn't it. It isn't the same depleted program.
Yeah, the program's in much better shape.
Right.
So. I still think that U of M's hopefully got enough talent on that field to be able to plow them. But like I said, I mean, I'm not going to touch it in real life. I'm not going to for our bets. Yeah, we force ourselves. You know, there's a handful of NFL games this weekend that I absolutely hate. There's no way I'd pick it with the spread. I liked Carolina last night. Took Carolina last night. Felt really good about that. Was kind of nervous through the first half. Also, can we stop with the whole, like, oh, man, Thursday night football, I'm not going to watch? Like, if you don't want to watch Carolina take on Houston, like, that's totally fine, I guess. But I'm not going to not watch when there is, you know, 8 months without the sport. Like, I'm sorry if I'm over trying to watch, you know, get excited about the Mets taking on the Red Sox on ESPN, right? I don't have no interest in that.
But didn't like, that much all go away with, like, that Rams-Kansas City, like, 52-49 game, like, a couple years ago? And then same with, like, I think it was Rams and Vikings where Kirk Cousins went off for, like, 500 yards. Like, I thought that, like, the Thursday night football stigma of, like, was gone.
Yeah,
it's still bad games, but it's football.
And it's tough to it's tough to try to project like
that, that is one of the most American sentences. It was a bad game, but it's still football,
which is
beautiful.
Which is still more entertaining than 99% of what's on television, from a sports fan's perspective, right? Be a little different today as we get closer and closer to our Ryder Cup tee times. But yeah,
gates are open. By the way,
gates are open. Time to flood Whistling Straits. I wonder. Has,
Huge is on the barge out there.
Has the SS Huge, it had to have, it's got to be out there already,
it
right?
Can't
they
be.
Had to
you
have,
can't see anything. It's they had pitch to have, black in Wisconsin.
It's literally pitch black. Look at the people out there. I love it.
What if Huge is on the deck of the SS Huge, the Beaver Island Ferry, sailing across the high seas of Lake Michigan, and as they make their way from the greater Grand Rapids area over to Whistling Straits, can you imagine Huge with, like, the bucket hat that's got the rim flipped up in the front, and he's, like, on the main deck, like one of those rain jackets with, like, a telescope? Or have I just gone way overboard with how I picture this whole thing going down?
So with his friends, Polly.
Pun on overboard.
Big P. Sill.
Not that kind of boat trip. Not that kind of boat trip. This is a fun boat trip where they go over and support Team USA in the Ryder Cup. I just imagine Huge as, like, basically anything you would see on Discovery Channel when they have, like, any of those fishing shows. What are they called? Like, Big Mouth Bass. What's the name of the fishing? Deadliest Catch, right? So I imagine.
Without the crab.
Well, I imagine Huge either Deadliest Catch, yellow poncho, bucket hat with the front flipped up. They're on the high seas with binoculars. Or I imagine Huge basically Jack Sparrow, a.k.a. Blackbeard, with the, you know, single eye telescope, maybe a sword and a handle of booze. Outside of that, you know, I can't wait to listen in a little bit later on this afternoon. You can catch a Huge show all across the Michigan Sports Network, 3-6. That's false. Michigan shared a co-East title. That's not a Big Ten championship. It's a divisional title, which is different. So no, that's not false.
I believe that was in reference to Mr. Sharp's comment about they could potentially win.
Oh, I thought that season was in regards to me saying that they hadn't won the Big Ten since 2004.
That and Sharp said they look poised to win a division championship for the first time.
Gotcha.
Which Michigan fans, we won a co-Big East title. Did you go to the game?
Yeah, that's
did
still.
Did you go to the Big Ten championship game?
It
no?
Doesn't...
Sorry, you didn't win.
Yeah, I mean, I have no complaint with that.
Right, no,
maybe in the presentation of how you said it, but not with the actual.
Sorry, let me go to Schembechler Hall and look at the T-shirt and the plaque that's hanging up there.
I've seen worse.
Oh, I know. And again, there's a lot of programs celebrate. There's a lot of professional teams, Lions, that celebrate more minimal things.
No, what have the Lions ever celebrated that's minimal? We're not the Colts.
Colts as well.
Last
AFC finalist.
Last text message here before we get to hit the break. If I'm the Red Wings, I would explore Jack Eichel. Absolutely, I would. Rest him a year to get his back on track, I guess. With the potential of him on this team, they're ready to win, plus the luxury to rest him a year is really worth it. Things in Buffalo with Jack and the team are getting dicey. That's a total disaster. They've stripped Jack Eichel of his captaincy. So Jack Eichel in Buffalo is a foregone conclusion. The question is how much would they take in return? Because I would absolutely love to have him on this Wings team. We'll step aside when we return. Opponent preview continues. Chris Carlin on Rutgers taking on Michigan. That's next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge here for your local Meijer. Now everybody knows Meijer is connected to local teams, college teams, high schools, pros, and more throughout the state of Michigan. So what it means is when you're shopping at your local Meijer, you're basically shopping for your local community. And Meijer is proud to partner with Little Leagues, youth sports, high school sports, college sports, and pro sports throughout the state of Michigan. Remember, when you shop Meijer, you're shopping for your local community.
Kick off the new pro football season with the king of sportsbooks. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Simply download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter my bonus code, SHEPBET, and your first wager is totally risk-free up to $1,000. Join the action for all the Gridiron Showdowns from Thursday through Monday night each week. And when you register with BetMGM, you'll also get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials on some of the biggest games in pro football. From hard-hitting tackles to epic touchdowns, the king of sportsbooks takes every play to a whole new level of excitement. Simply download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com and enter my bonus code, SHEPBET, and you'll get back up to $1,000 on your very first wager. New customer offer, paid and free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Auto Value is a local Michigan-based company. You can find us all over this great state of Michigan. From Monroe to Marquette, we have you covered. When you shop at your local Auto Value Auto Parts store, you'll always be assured of quality, service, and a huge selection of name-brand auto parts and accessories. Find out more and shop online at myautovaluestore.com. Thank you for shopping at Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Halen, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us. No matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening, appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning. All across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well. Good morning to our new friends in Detroit, the Motor City, 93.5, 99.1, and 94.7. HD2, The Roar, 96.1, The Game in GR. Love that text that came in. From Freddie about Jack Eichel. I would love to see the Red Wings make a move for a guy who could potentially be a franchise and a game changer. Text the keyword sports radio to 21,000, sports radio to 21,000. Meijer Supercenter guest line 248-951-2176. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings and Facebook as well. X's and Bros. Opening tee shot of the Ryder Cup, the 43rd Ryder Cup, 29 minutes away. Was that a breaking news bulletin?
I was
pump
no,
fake.
I,
pump
no,
fake.
I was trying. I
Did you pump and jab?
Yeah, I hit the wrong one. My bad.
Sometimes you got to pump and jab, Dan. Right? Sell them with the pump fake. They get a little bit off their onto their toes, off their heels. Then you jab, and then they're really out of sorts. And then bang, step back. Good stuff. Good stuff there. Looks great on television. By the way, if you're watching a TV, you're like, Anthony had a polo on. Now he's got a sweatshirt. My house is like 64 degrees right now. So it's chilly in here. You know, if you're cold, put some socks on. That's the way that's how I live. That's why we have like the lowest bills known to man. We've got Steve on hold. Steve, I was worried about you, my man. I was like, I haven't heard from Steve in a minute. How are you? How are things? How's life? Where you been?
I'm good. My work schedule changed, so it was all off for
who there. Do I got to call? I'll call somebody right now, Steve.
Please, I'll give you a name.
Give you a name and a phone number. What's on your mind, my man? How are you?
First of all, I was telling Big Dan, Billy Bob Thornton, one of the best movies he ever made was Sling Blade.
Sling Blade over Monster's Ball.
I don't know. It's a pretty good movie, so check it out.
Monster's Ball does have Halle Berry in it. I feel like that might sway some of our voters.
Rather than look at Billy Bob, I can see that. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about Lomas Brown. I saw an article in Yahoo Sports, and he's been nominated for the Football Hall of Fame. I did not know that. He had 11 seasons.
Oh, no. Oh, no, I just lost Steve. Did you guys just lose Steve, too?
On accident.
Oh. We hung up on Steve.
Steve was... There he is. He's back. I can hear it in the back. I love it. Lomas Brown, yes, one of the Common Era nominees for the Pro Football Hall of Fame class upcoming. So we'll get Steve back
Steve's
on here.
Back.
Steve's back. All right. Sorry about that. So, Steve, you were saying he had 11 seasons?
No, he's gone again.
Steve pump faked us. Much like our breaking news bulletin, Steve has now officially pump faked us twice. That's okay.
Well, see, now we know there's something weird about with the phone, so that's good to know.
That this is good. All right, okay. So he was talking about Lomas. Uncle Lomas has 18 seasons. Now, by the way, there's 122 modern-era nominees for the Hall of Fame. 122. Quarterbacks like Randall Cunningham, Daylight Come, Jake Delwanna Go Home, Boomer Esiason, Jeff Garcia, Donovan McNabb, Steve McNair. McNair, McNabb, Boomer, I could all see. Running backs like Sean Alexander, Mike Allstott as a fullback, I think you have to put him in to save the position. Tiki Barber, Larry Centers, Corey Dillon, Eddie George, the Priest, Priest Holmes, Steven Jackson, Jamal Lewis, Eric Metcalf, also a wide receiver, punt returner, kick returner. Lorenzo Neal is a fullback. Fred Taylor, Herschel Walker immediately in. Don't even ask me questions about Herschel. Like, Herschel Walker immediately in. Ricky Waters and Brian Westbrook.
He's officially back.
Steve's officially back.
I'm back.
All right, you're back. Thank God. I was worried about you. You were talking about Lomas Brown, offensive lineman, Willie Anderson, Matt Burke, Tony Baselli, Lomas Brown, Reuben Brown, DeBrickashaw Ferguson, Kevin Glover. There are 122 modern era nominees for the Hall of Fame class. But Uncle Lomas with 18 seasons, a Super Bowl, I'm just such a homer here. I'm saying absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. He was at 7 Pro Bowls. I mean, so yeah, he's done it pretty good. You know what? I didn't realize that he played for the Cardinals, the Browns, the Giants, and Tampa. That's where he won a Super Bowl in 2002 with Tampa. So Tampa was in more Super Bowls than the Lions. Can you believe that?
After the creamsicle stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I can. I can believe. There was, at one point, isn't Tampa Bay, Tampa Bay's won an NFC North divisional title before the Lions, most recently, right?
Yeah, I think it was 98, I think they won our division. The Lions last time was 93.
So after Lomas, it was 1995, Lomas Brown played in a Detroit Lions uniform. That was mm-hmm. the last time. And to be honest with you, he was a first team all pro that season. Then he went to Arizona for 3 years. He spent 1 year with the Browns, a couple years with the New York Football Giants, and that last year in Tampa Bay at 39 years old.
I know. Lomas. You know, the thing is, too, he's accomplished everything now. You know, he's won a Super Bowl. He's got his ring. Might be inducted to the Hall of Fame. So good for him. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
And absolutely.
You guys have a great, safe weekend. Have a
Thank
great
you.
Weekend.
You as well. Thank Still you. Very much involved with the organization, too. Love seeing him on Sundays. Just one of the nicest guys under the sun. Next time I see him, I'm gonna try to get a video of him putting his hand up to mine, just so you realize like how big his hands are. Like if he grabbed you by the shirt, there's nothing you could do. There's nothing like if he grabs you, he's gonna throw you wherever. Like that's crazy to think about because you know I would consider like I'm not gonna go Mike Gundy here. Like I'm a man, I'm 40, but I'm a grown man. I'm a man at this point in my life. That other grown man could literally move me wherever he wanted to.
See, the crazy thing is, like, we see him, and Lomas is about 6'6", I would guess.
That's a pretty solid guess. He's like
probably
6'4",
about 6'5". Probably about 250 maybe now, and he's skinny.
He's skinny. He's in great shape.
I mean, what was he playing at? If he was an extra 100 pounds.
Listed at 6'4", 282.
He's 282.
As a tackle. That's a fit 282.
Dude. Yeah, he's a defensive end these days.
It is crazy how the game has changed. You know, my dad used to tell me about him playing guard at 205. I'm like, 205? What would you have done if Derrick Henry would have been running at you? Like, this just, I go low, I guess. And by low, I mean, like, try to hit him in the waist because he's going to attempt to hurdle. But Lomas, and when you see him, you're like, there's no way. Like, this guy, he's so nice. You know, like, that switch can flip, though. You're not an offensive line without a certain level of griminess to you. You have to have that. It's just a, well, how would I describe grimy? You're not afraid to get your hands dirty, if you know what I mean. Like, this guy, and it's just not, big smile all the time, always so happy, still involved with the organization. I love that. I love that him and Herman are still close to the organization, Herman Moore. So, you know, for me, Lomas Brown, first ballot. Come on, Uncle Lo. That's a breaking news bulletin from the Michigan Sports Update Desk.
We go live to Sheboygan, Wisconsin.
Who's going live?
We are right now to Sheboygan, Wisconsin with the one Bill Simonson.
Oh, the huge one on the SS Huge. I'm trying to figure out if he dressed as a pirate like Jack Sparrow or if he had the yellow raincoat with, like, the bucket hat that was flipped up with the binoculars, on the bow of the boat, leading the charge across Lake Michigan. Huge, how are you, my friend?
Well, you know, after much debate and due to the fact that the winds yesterday, it was easier sailing when the Titanic left port, is that we decided to drive because I'm not, you know, originally was planned and the weather looked good as late as last week that you're gonna leave at night, you're gonna go over, it's gonna be calm weather, you're gonna park off, Whistling Straits, NBC's gonna see the huge Loves America banner, you have a few ladies on the boat, you're gonna have fun, I'm doing my show. And then, this wind, I'll tell you what, man, and I'm going to say this right now, after all the debate, I want to thank Lord Jesus that I live on land. That's what I want to do right now. I want to thank the Lord that I live on solid ground, and the waves, and there's something, man, and I've been on like a cruise ship that had 20-foot waves, and thank God we were drinking 5 hours before it took off. So our equilibrium was completely gone. So we were the only ones that didn't get sick on the boat. And I it's a great weekend. The weather, you know, I mean, outside of the wind is going to be good. The wind looks like it will die down maybe on Sunday. But I can't wait for the Ryder Cup. And I'll be doing the show from Wisconsin later today at 3. So I'm a big believer of this, Anthony, that if I don't do things, I can't get a second chance if a salvage crew is getting the boat out of the bottom of Lake Michigan. I don't get second chances if I bungee jump over a gorge in West Virginia if it snaps. I don't get second chances if I decide to go to the Sparta International Airport and skydive. So I'm a big believer on I'll try anything. I'm kind of an adventurous guy, but if there is no second chance option, I'm just out. I'm out. I'm out. That's it.
So you're telling me you went Paul Revere, one if I, you know, one lantern, one if I land, two if I see. You guys carried one lantern over there.
No, we just, man, we didn't, we, the, you know, what it was is that we were looking at times and windows, and this is like a, you know, like a comedy show. It's like, you know, figuring out we're going to go, and then, and the guy that Johnny Van Acker owns this boat has an app. It's like, it shows you where winds are at on the lake and all this, and I'm looking at it like, you know, I'm like, it's kind of like watching, you know, CBSSports.com, Texans and the Panthers, and you're like, you know, they're down two touchdowns in the third quarter. I don't think they're coming back, and it wasn't worth it. I swear to God, I just can't get over if I'm in that Coast Guard basket and the boat's upside down, and I'm in the middle of 20-foot waves in the middle of Lake Michigan, and I'm doing this for what? To have beers and watch golf? I can do that in Michigan.
Yeah, that's not it. Shout out to all the guys that in the U.S. Navy and in the Coast Guard that when stuff hits the fan, these guys are just rappelling out of a helicopter to try to save people. It's wild.
I want to think. I think I'm going to be like Godzilla. If they have to drop the basket on me and I'm not fitting in that basket, that's like 24 ways. They're sending out a basket that my kids take to school for lunch. I mean, I'm going to be hanging out. I'm probably going to drop two or three times. Or if they do get the tension to pull me up, I'm taking the chopper down in Lake Michigan.
Huge, like with your arms and legs hanging out of your limbs hanging out of the basket. I could see, I could picture it. I could see it now.
Oh,
who
my
wins?
God. It would be like me in a shopping cart.
Who? Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm picturing. Like that same sort of feel. Who wins the Ryder Cup? Can the U.S. try to get back on track here? Because they haven't been great recently.
I don't know why everybody's all negative on the U.S. all of a sudden. First off, because of the COVID situation, you're not going to get hardly any European the travel restrictions. This is all going to be an American crowd, and I don't care what sport it is. A crowd carries you. It's an advantage for the home team, and I think they're loose. I get they're young, but all of a sudden we're gonna doubt, you know, Justin Thomas. You know, yes, Spieth concerns me because he can be all over the place. He can be good or really bad, and you know, I don't look at a weak link on this team. I mean, they're not gonna do DeChambeau this morning because you don't want to get shot. But I think the U.S. wins this thing. I really do. I mean, Europeans are older, but okay, Sergio Garcia, I get the experience, but it's in America. It's not on a European course. You know, you want Justin Thomas or you want Sergio Garcia, who you take?
And I want Justin Thomas.
Right, well, John Rahm, you know, and Rory.
Tough.
You know, I get the top side there with Rahm, but I don't see it what others do. I think the U.S. will win this easily. That's my prediction.
U.S. 3-9 against Europe since 1995. 3-9.
I know. They're like
12.
The Lions. Oh. They're like the Lions of the Ryder Cup.
Oh, why you got to do that? Why you got to do that?
Right,
huge.
Lamar Jackson's going to rush for 300 yards.
They said he wasn't practicing because of the hip injury when he hurt himself doing the front flip into the end zone, which, by the way, when he did that, I'm thinking, what are you doing? Just walk in. Like, you don't hurt yourself. What did he do? He hurt himself. At least he, you know, wasn't in, you know, practicing yesterday. We'll see if that plays a role, but it doesn't look good at all for the Lions this weekend, my friend. Huge. I have a blast at the Ryder Cup, will you? I'll be listening.
Well,
man,
you know, hey, final score, Lions 35. Ravens 32, Barnes, Maben, some speed on defense, which is a fabulous idea by the Detroit coaches when you're 0-2. Go get them, Barnes. Go get them, Maben. Lions win 35-32. God bless America.
There he goes, the huge one who decided that they'd go by land instead of sea, which was probably a good idea. Huge, leading the charge for America.
I hate
on the shores of Lake Michigan.
I hate to break it to Huge, but if he isn't there right now, he's very late because it is absolutely jam-packed. The first tee is wild.
It's electric. 14 minutes and 45 seconds away from the opening tee shots, which I'm probably a little bit behind just because
we're behind you, so don't tell us what happened.
You got to see this guy make this practice putt. I don't even know who it is. Oh, Justin Thomas lips out from 6 feet on the practice screen. It's not good. All I wanted to do was have video footage of Huge leading the charge for America, a 200-foot American flag hanging off of the USS Huge as they sail across. I would assume it'd be like a battleship.
Is that the sister ship to the USS Barlow?
Well, the SS Barlow is more of a fun boat. I feel like, you know, Huge and the God Bless America, it's more of like Tom Hanks and Greyhound sailing across the seas, guns loaded, ready to take on the world for America. That's kind of how I feel. Somewhat. If you haven't seen Greyhound, by the way, you have to. Have you guys seen Greyhound? Neither one of you have seen Greyhound.
No.
All right, so you guys don't want to get after me because I haven't seen, like, you know, Pauly Two Shoes or, you know, Billy Walnuts or whatever film you guys are watching. Oh, you haven't seen The Bachelor. You haven't seen this film or that film. I can't believe you haven't seen this or that. And you haven't seen Greyhound?
No.
All ahead, full rudder. Like, come on.
I think I may have a long time ago.
Well, it just came out last year. So I don't know.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Right. So you're expecting us to have seen a movie that we haven't even heard of from last year?
You can't shame us for not watching a movie that's only been out for 12 months.
12 months. It's got Tom Hanks. When Tom Hanks comes out with a film, you go see it immediately.
Have you seen Toy Story 4?
Why would I see Toy Story 4?
Tom Hanks is in it!
And Tim Allen.
He's not in it. He's doing voiceover.
He's
that's
in
different.
The movie.
It's different. He's not actually acting.
No, it's not. He is acting.
He's doing the
voice
voiceover.
Acting is acting.
Oh, you guys.
And Norm from
you haven't
Cheers.
Seen Toy Story 4. There. That's my whole point right
You're
there.
Asking us You're, if we've rid a Greyhound bus 2 minutes
climbing
ago.
Climbing all over me about Toy Story 4 and hasn't seen Greyhound. Anyways, my envisionment of the USS Huge, the battleship making its way to the shores, it didn't happen. All right, we'll step aside. Hour 3 coming up next year on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
In the Den with Dan Dickerson.
Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use the code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. That's code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Every year to be successful, you have to have some pleasant surprises. And two of the biggest surprises this year have been starter Willie Peralta and reliever Kyle Funkhauser. Peralta really hasn't had a good year as a starter since 2014. In his last two starts, he shut out Milwaukee and Tampa on 5 hits over 13 innings. And in his last 8 starts, he has a 2.40 ERA. Peralta's a back end of the rotation guy, but given the Tigers' need for starters, he has dramatically increased his chances of coming back next year. Funkhauser was the first cut of spring training, but once he got the call, he's made the most of his second chance. He looks completely different on the mound now, full of confidence, able to slow things down, attack hitters with a powerful fastball-slider combination. And now a guy who'd almost pitched himself right out of the organization has become a key piece for 2022.
Huge here for your local Meijer. Now everybody knows Meijer is connected to local teams, college teams, high schools, pros, and more throughout the state of Michigan. So what it means is when you're shopping at your local Meijer, you're basically shopping for your local community. And Meijer is proud to partner with Little Leagues, youth sports, high school sports, college sports, and pro sports throughout the state of Michigan. Remember, when you shop Meijer, you're shopping for your local community. Bill Simonson here for my good friend John Cornack and everybody at the Eisenhower Center. They are the leaders when it comes to recoveries from brain injuries. They work with people on a daily basis. They help our veterans who have served our country. You can find out about the mission of John Cornack and his team at EisenhowerCenter.com. That is EisenhowerCenter.com. They are Michigan's leader in terms of traumatic brain injuries and what they can do to help people get back their lives.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddie's Foundation at hashtag PopTheTap. At FreddyThePizzaMan.com. That's F-R-E-D-I, ThePizzaMan.com. Or email FreddyThePizzaMan at gmail.com.
mom's implants after breast cancer made her sicker than chemotherapy.
Breast implants permanently disabled my daughter.
I breastfed with implants. It made my baby sick.
Breast implants caused my wife's cancer.
My friend died because of her implants. Turns out they were recalled.
You probably know someone who was harmed by breast implants. For more information about this public service announcement, please visit www.dangerousimplants.com.